Okay. At this point, I would accept a motion to, he has this on the sheet, but we don't really need to adopt our agenda. So we've called the meeting to order. Since I didn't have the tape recorder on before, we called the meeting to order at 8:07, went into executive session at 8:08, and have adjourned from executive session at 8:21. And now we're going to move into our work session part of our special meeting. So really the purpose of this is just for us to kind of review our goals, and I know we do the goals for the school year, but it's like our years are more like January through December, so it's a little bit weird. But right.
And some of our goals are long ranging goals,
right?
They're not meant to be accomplished in a single year. They're kind of continuous improvement type activities,
right? Kind of keep an eye on things, and yeah, okay, good point. So I think you should all have a copy of our current work plan, or the work plan for the academic school year 2016-17. So, I don't know if anybody's really had a chance to look at it too much. If not, we can just kind of go through this and see if anything jumps out at you, see if there's anything that you think needs to be revised, updated, eliminated, added to, et cetera.
Okay.
First one, goal one in student performance is our objective is to ensure excellence in instruction for every student. And so this is all kind of focused on professional development and making sure that we're overseeing finances so that we have the money to provide professional development and have qualified staff, safe learning environment, things like that. And finally, keeping informed of testing requirements and supporting the assessments that will provide timely data.
I think the goals are very much still in play. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to make a comment regarding the support and promote job-embedded meaningful professional development.
Mm-hmm.
I think the district has done a very good job of professional development.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to people on other boards or from other districts,
mm-hmm.
it seems like we are offering a lot more professional development than
mm-hmm.
Surrounding districts.
Right.
So that's right. Been my feedback. I wanted to survey you guys.
I've heard the same thing, and that, as far as even like courses over the summer in Schoology,
mm-hmm.
That were challenging, and really trying to push that comfort level in technology,
mm-hmm.
so we can have the blended classrooms and better, use the technology as a supplement
mm-hmm.
to their instruction.
Focusing on the word support,
mm-hmm.
have we ever heard anyone say there wasn't sufficient financial support for people, to cover the expenses for mm-hmm. people to go to conferences and to do that kind of thing? I can't remember ever hearing that, and I know historically going back, if there were certainly times when people wanted to go places they were told no.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ever remember where something that was viewed as significant importance mm-hmm. ever turned down for financial mm-hmm. reasons.
We haven't, not since we've been on the board.
I haven't heard any. Really, just more like what you said, Nan. I think, even in the board notes, and if you visit some of the buildings or talk to any of the teachers, I hear the comments that the professional development is much more relevant
mm-hmm.
and meaningful
mm-hmm.
than in the past. So
I
appreciate that, and I think part of that has to do with the instructional coaches that we have now. There's somebody whose whole focus is being a leader in instruction, and I think that's made a big difference.
And I think the availability of some of our partner organizations like KnowledgeWorks has opened a whole series of resources that are available
mm-hmm.
Pretty much all the time.
Right.
Yep. So I think that has been very helpful. So I've heard only positive comments regarding professional development, and they've been appreciative of the opportunities. Again, if we continue to support this and encourage it, then mm-hmm. I think it would only improve our district.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess as a board, mainly just, you know, making sure that Diane and Todd know how much we support this and making comments about the value of mm-hmm. this.
Right.
Is probably our best role, right? Okay.
From number three, quote, I'm still on the first page.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would suggest changing the word timely to something like useful. Keep informed of testing requirements. Okay, that's uh-huh. important. Support assessments that provide useful data. It's not just about being timely.
Well, could we keep timely in there,
timely and useful?
Because if you get data and it's
right.
6 months after somebody's left that grade.
But you see my point.
Yes.
There's flux going on about assessment all the time.
Right.
And our job, I think, is...
So add useful. I think that's a good...
Doing excessive...
Right. Right.
You know,
and then I guess
trivial
that's...
assessment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know if this would be one area where we could be more involved, like even going to OSBA things and having conversations about assessment and making sure we have a good feel for what direction the state's going.
I think we need to keep on that, and that's what keep informed of testing requirements. That's
that's
right
that's
there.
Big. Right. Okay. So we'll add and useful.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay. The next one in student performance is to maximize the impact of the board on student achievement by focusing on board development. That is definitely a continuous, ongoing, you mm-hmm. know.
I just want to do a kind of a shout out. The OSBA trainings that I've attended mm-hmm. the past year mm-hmm. have been extremely helpful. The new board member training mm-hmm. was excellent. The board mm-hmm. leadership training was excellent.
Yeah.
The conference,
yes.
Boy, that is just a wealth of information.
It is.
Coming through that conference, and it's very well put on, supported. Mm-hmm. It's a great networking activity to find out what other school districts are going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very appreciative of what, I don't know if all states do this, but Ohio does a very good job.
I think I heard them say for the Capitol Conference that it was the largest conference of its kind mm-hmm. in the country, that Ohio's Capitol Conference
oh, really?
Was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
I think I've heard that same thing.
Yeah.
If it's not the largest, it's certainly one of
Well, I'm at the point now where that conference has a lot of the same workshops, you know, session after session. So I have to look a little harder to find things.
Oh, because you've attended several times.
So maybe number one could be attend OSBA or other workshops. Maybe there's other resources we can find.
Yeah,
for
and
our
I find that even when they're the same, sometimes you can pick up additional information just from the people who are attending. Sorry, Diane was at Diane. Interject this, just questioning about the timing of the September meeting. We'll talk about it in August, but I think our regular September meeting date, it's there's a potential conflict on that date, so sorry.
And I have a conflict in August. I probably won't be here.
Okay. So do you want to add attend OSBA workshops or other educational?
Could you say attend OSBA or other workshops?
Attend OSBA or other.
And
How about other educational?
whatever helps. Just keep our eyes open for
it. Yeah. Because I think, like when we go to the ED411, the Economic Development mm-hmm. Conference.
I love that conference.
Yeah, that was
great,
wasn't it?
That was very informative because it wasn't just about schools, but it shows how the school systems plug into the larger picture of economic development in Ohio. That was amazing.
Right. Okay. You're two for two, Brian. You're on a roll.
I'm doing it all in my sleep.
I was going to say, I thought maybe you just like pulled an all-nighter and you're just keeping on working, right?
No, that's Barbara.
Okay. And I know, I mean, this a shout-out to Dick because the number five where it's research legislative issues and actively advocate lobby in support of our district. I think you've been a great representative for our board in handling things like that. So keep up the good work. And as always, when if there's big issues and numbers count, then you know let us know and we'll.
Okay. Well, it's nice because I feel like I can go and I can sit down and speak with some authority. Representing the district because of our discussions and so forth.
So. Okay. Maybe move on to 1C.
Yep.
In student performance still, support and promote innovation and collaboration. Members with their communities, support innovation and collaboration. I'm not sure that there's anything that really needs to be changed with that.
No, I think continuing to network within the district and then, again, outside the district. What are the benchmark activities going on with other districts around the state, and how can we leverage what they're doing, or is it an idea or a concept we can, you know, share with Diane or Todd?
Right.
Is it something that our district would want to leverage on?
Right.
So.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. Goal number two is financial stability. Objective A, monitor the district's comprehensive financial plan. I guess the only point to make out that I would bring up is on number two, be aware of potential levy needs. I know that we're coming up to that time where we're going to start talking about the renewal of the last levy that we have out there that's not continuous expires in 2019, and so by law we would be able to go on the ballot in August or November. November of 2018. So,
We can go on a full year.
Yes.
I thought it was 6 months. I thought it was
no,
seven.
You can go a year before.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, at least a year before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know because then that gives you several other chances if there's issues. But I know we are strongly encouraging like the state of the district kind of a talk, and I think. You know, like the quality profiles, always has some financial information in there, and so as a board, we just kind of keep that conversation about how I think we all feel good about the way our district's being managed with our finances.
Yeah. And Sue and I know firsthand.
Oh yeah,
that's one you have to stay up on because when we first year we were on the board, it was like, oh my God, what did we do? I mean, we walked into the biggest mess ever. With no money. Mm-hmm. That's when, had to do the teach. I mean, that to me is one of the most important.
Right, because that five-year forecast, I mean, as we all know, things can change like that.
Yes.
But we certainly have a good cushion right now. I mean,
And I think, and I've said this before, it behooves us to get out and educate. If people in the community don't understand, then that falls to us.
Right.
Because we haven't, as a board, done that. And my observation of that particular time was that the board slipped up.
Yes.
They didn't do things. They didn't start their education early enough.
Right.
And issues got contentious pretty quick. And so
Yeah, it was the board, the treasurer, the superintendent. I mean, it was Larry, it was Cindy, all of them. You know, I mean, the money was...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And they
nobody
were,
watched it.
No, it was, and so, you know, earlier is better.
Right.
So that we have more planning time. Hopefully the community will be supportive.
Right.
And we can make plans, and it won't even be a bump in the road.
And because I think the other, like with doing the paving project of the parking lot, and then the stadium project, again, I always worry about people not understanding the difference between permanent improvement monies and general operating monies and bond monies. The fact that there are three different pools, and you know we pay teachers out of general operating money. And all of the maintenance and improvements and paving come out of the permanent improvement, and they're two separate funds, and they are both budgeted and watched very closely. You know,
right. And they can't be intermingled.
Right. So when people, you know, you're doing this and you can't pay the teachers, or what
right.
about
right.
other
right.
things for the kids? And like, well, it's we're using the monies the way that they're supposed to be used, and so just trying to educate people, and I know that's
and
that can be challenging.
As a suggestion, the coffees, I think, have been, from my perspective, been a huge success. Not that we're getting huge numbers of people showing up, but we're certainly able to talk to people. But we might want to, you know, designate, you know, we're going to have a coffee and we're going to make, like, a presentation, or we will have information about...
Maybe that could be. Maybe we could have like create a little flyer or something. That would be
that
a
would
nice.
Be
that
awesome.
Would be a nice improvement.
You know.
Yeah.
Or I was thinking Todd does a beautiful job with PowerPoint presentations. So
mm-hmm.
maybe we can develop something. Just take a computer, set it there,
mm-hmm.
and use that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Kind of like frequently asked questions or
right.
things that we're hearing out in the community and just
right.
try and gather the information
right.
so
right.
that we're all on the same page and
so
okay, yeah.
Okay. You know, this is a renewal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have no plans to ask for new money.
Right. Right.
In the next long term forecast is I think we're ten
right.
years out. Right.
Well, I think at the end of this 5-year forecast, we're starting to have expenditures over revenues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like year maybe a teeny little bit in year 4 and a little bit more in year 5, but our cash balance, our ending balance is still well above our goal, our requirements.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means that we need to start having those conversations, because we know if it starts going under, then all of a sudden the next year it could be
right.
a $3 or $4 million or $5 million
right.
swing.
Right.
So
and
yeah,
there's a lot of moving parts in school funding.
Yeah,
you know
oh,
what
yeah.
the state does,
oh, gosh.
This biennial
yeah.
budget.
Right.
I've seen
yeah.
just how it this past year how the number has moved
oh,
up
yeah.
and down.
Right, and you figure a $200,000 change means $1 million over 5 years,
right.
you know, so it adds
yeah.
up quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, Dave Burke, I mentioned this prior meetings, essentially said with this year's budget, you got a little bit more money,
yeah.
be happy.
Right, I know, their purse strings are pretty tight there,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, you know, this year they were, and,
yeah.
and you know, so certainly we have seen the impact where the state reduces funding.
Mm-hmm.
This district has gone through some of the biggest swings
yeah.
in terms of income,
oh, yeah.
Lost income through changes
mm-hmm.
in state law.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be moving
oh,
to a point where we're no
cap.
Longer be a cap district.
Right, right.
And that... The impact of that is something that I know Todd has talked about. I'm not sure that I fully grasp
right.
all of the...
Well, yeah, yeah. It just means our
know.
Numbers are much more important. The
yeah.
Number of students is much more important once you're
right.
off the cap.
Yeah. And so, you know, as you said, there's a lot of moving parts. And going forward, having a financial... the financial wherewithal to weather or transition from one decision at the state level, you know, one situation there to another due to changes in budget, changes in state law, taxation policies, and that kind of stuff is going to be important.
Okay. Well, that's good. So I guess I didn't answer. Okay. Moving on to goal, still on goal number two, financial stability, and objective B, communicate the overall financial status of the district. So that's why I just went ahead and put a little note on there, possible flyer, brochure, PowerPoint for copies.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on there too.
Which one are you looking at now?
Looking at 2B.
Okay.
So I've just kind of put a note down there. And again, this is... This communicate. I mean, I'm trying to think if we have other communication on there. I think we have, yeah. Research new opportunities for communication throughout the year. I guess it's mainly focused on financial, but as we know, that is an area because, again, when we had our recent meeting, the Superintendent Corner articles will no longer be in the paper. So, you know, Diane did share that we're looking at other, or that we, you know, that we're going to be using some other avenues to get some of that information out.
So that was so. The result of your last meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Just that we just need to, you know, if there's things that we want to have the community know about, then we should talk about them in meetings. And so this, well, we'll try and have as many discussions as possible, but we're really focused on the business aspect and approving things that need board approval at our meetings.
Well, okay, so all of our communication efforts are important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at the board meetings that we know there will be media there, for instance.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that the board meeting is a business meeting, but mm-hmm. it's also one of our best communication opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And... what I've noticed is any big project,
mm-hmm.
there are many members of the community who immediately react in terms of money
mm-hmm.
and priorities. So what I think we need to see is any big project, there's a lot of communication going on at every stage.
Right. Yep.
As early as possible, talk about why this needs to be done, if mm-hmm. we think it needs to be done, you know, whether it be the stadium or the parking lots mm-hmm. or... because that's the common reaction I see in the community is that's
right.
a lot of money. Why are you doing it?
Right.
Right.
So the more that we can get ahead of that and mm-hmm. be explaining, and the other side, and I'm a little frustrated by this, is any big project, there's always a team and there's room for community involvement.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like people always get that or take advantage of that.
Mm. I think that we do have a lot of community involvement just like
yeah.
with this, like the different teams that are right now for the new
for
project,
the stadium project,
yeah,
stadium
yeah project,
right.
There's a lot of outside people involved.
Right.
There
what
are.
I'm saying is not everybody knows that.
Oh, I see
and
what you mean.
That's,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
I see what you're
making
saying.
Sure that
I
we
saying.
Yeah
right.
that we right. we make sure that the community realizes
that there's community
that,
involvement.
Yeah,
right.
and that really
and that
really it's
there may be openings even for them if they're
right. I see what you're saying.
Okay, and along that line, in terms of communication opportunities, I think when the board recognizes individuals and groups, mm-hmm. that's a way that we can highlight and communicate community involvement. So if we were to, and I'm just an example, mm-hmm. if we were to ask people that were sitting on the committees that developed mm-hmm. all the plans, if we asked them to come to the board and gave mm-hmm. them a certificate of appreciation or
mm-hmm. right.
something
right.
like that,
mm-hmm.
we may be able to.
Right. So I think it reminds me when we did the redistricting, I know that like if there were ever people that were on that committee that came to the meetings, I know Jonathan always said, you know, please stand up. We'd like to recognize the people that
right.
have been
yeah.
on those committees.
Right. Just so, those kinds of
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think that's great. It's a slow, steady progress of changing people's perceptions about how the district is actually run.
Right. And one other point, it never hurts to repeat.
Exactly.
You know, because people don't necessarily hear everything the first time.
Right.
And so, you know, there may be times that we say things that...
Yeah, it's like, oh, you said that last month.
Repetitious. But,
right.
I think there's value in that.
Well, because that's the other thing is asking questions that you already know the answers to, because that was another thing we talked about in our meeting with the JT was the fact that that at our board meetings, one of our goals is that we come prepared, you know, that we've looked over the information, and if there are some questions, we ask the questions so that we can get the answers there at that meeting and work on them. But the community doesn't maybe understand the fact that as a board member, it's important that you come prepared, you know. So you may go ahead and have an answer for a question, but want to ask it in the meeting and get that answered. Just again to make sure that people understand we are asking questions and we're not just coming here and rubber stamping things, you know, because that I think that's another perception sometimes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with asking a question that you already know the answer to get it on
right.
the record, to get
right.
it
yeah. right.
stated
Because that's because Dick brought up the dirt pile, you know,
exactly.
like we brought that up in the meeting and he knew what the answer was,
right.
but we wanted, and it was part of the article then.
Right.
So that
exactly.
was good that people were made aware we're not going to pay to cart it off, right?
I was wondering if that would get in the article. That was good.
I know too.
Okay, so
it looks like these are pretty well written. I don't. Do we need to change anything on 2B?
I don't think so.
Communication. You can never do enough communication.
Right.
And communication is a two-way street. Okay. We can speak all we want, but the other side, the people have to be willing to listen.
Right.
And not only hear but listen.
Right.
So. The more interactions we can have with the community as a whole, and the more varied interactions, whether, you know, you talked about going to, you know, different senior centers and having conversations with some of the senior community members, talking with, you know, young voters, you know, maybe new out of school, parents of young children, parents of high school children, adults that don't have any children in the district.
Right.
Sometimes if you are not involved in the district through your children, you feel very disconnected from information. And you believe what people tell you, and that information may or may not have anything to do with the truth.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Moving on to goal number 3. Which is maintaining a safe learning environment. So our objective A is to support safety throughout the district. I feel like it's worded pretty well. And
My memory is that last year we did a lot of rewording.
Yes, I think that was our literary expert here.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
We changed a lot of tenses and just said,
well,
not we will, but do.
And the fact that Brian, I think I heard him just make a comment that things seem pretty well written.
So. Yeah, so we're
good. Self-promotion there.
No, we all pitched in last year.
I know, We did.
We did.
Right, so... Does everybody feel good about that? Or?
I feel really good about it. I'm especially excited about the whole new
cameras. Yes, I know.
Right. They're so outdated. We needed all new equipment.
And it's all now interconnected.
Yes.
From one location, you can see what's going on at every school in the district.
Right.
If there would be some alarm, every, including outside police, would be able to get in and see exactly what's going on at any time. I think that is such an advancement. You know, beyond the initial safe and secure you know, secure entry into the school. Mm-hmm. I think this is the biggest thing as mm-hmm. far as maintaining security of the children.
And we upgraded and we fixed the ones on the buses as well before mm-hmm. the building yeah. ones, right. you know. So that was a prior year because I know that a lot of that was outdated.
August meeting, would we be able to have maybe a demonstration or an illustration?
I don't know. We can.
Because we've talked about this, mm-hmm. and it's been in the works for some time.
Right.
But I don't want the community to be unaware.
I right. think it's really neat that we emphasize at the
right.
meeting.
How about, I'll write that down on a sheet that I'm going to be getting emphasized. Yeah. Possible demonstration of camera system.
Yeah,
at a future meeting because it might make yeah. sense to have it at one when we're in one of the buildings actually.
Yeah.
You know, and we could mm-hmm. could watch somebody
yeah,
walking
and I don't
in.
Know.
I think
I
it's important, Sue, to tell them the centralization.
Yeah.
And being able to see that is the biggest.
Yeah.
Thing
oh yeah. Has. Right.
Mm-hmm. And. Local law enforcement have access?
Mm-hmm. Local law enforcement, I don't know if they have access to okay. to look in it, to
yeah.
it. That's
so that would be a good
answer.
Question, right?
Right, that would be a great question to ask them.
Right.
But they could go right to the central location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they can have officers in that central location where you can see every school mm-hmm. and officers out in the field there at that particular area
right.
that's...
And I think also it has a remote capabilities where you can zoom in and out. Or
oh, I'm sure.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, because cameras nowadays are amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, objective B in the same goal number three, maintaining uh-huh. a safe learning environment, stay current with safety trends. So again, just kind of educating ourselves, attending any in-house sessions.
Safety is a moving target. That's just
yeah.
the way it
yeah.
is.
Right.
And you're always up on the drug
like the
side.
Drugs. Mm-hmm.
There's there's just always something new.
And
that
there's
you have
all
to pay attention to.
That's one of those OSBA. I mean, they always have breakout sessions
yeah.
right.
on things like that.
And I know that we get a lot of information, and I think we may. I don't know whether we'll be asked to make a decision or not about barriers, you know,
mm-hmm.
Classroom doors, those mm-hmm. kind of things. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of issues involving that.
It seems like there's
right.
like legislation every once in a while that where there might be some
yeah.
talk about it, and then it kind of backs off.
And in a different area, there's a proposal concerning firearms.
Right.
And,
uh-huh. right.
and concealed carry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Current law says that school districts and public buildings and a number of other areas, it is a felony offense to carry a firearm
yep.
into those areas. A proposal was made that it only be a felony if an individual with a concealed carry was asked to leave and they refused. And that was something I know law enforcement agencies spoke out against.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't feel comfortable with this, but there is, you know, that was an area of discussion, and so we may want to be just thinking about, you know, the bars and obstructions on doors and firearms in buildings and
mm-hmm.
all those kinds of things, because mm-hmm. there's, in the state legislature, there's a lot of discussion about that at this point. At least that's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should stay up on that, and
yeah.
maybe you can inform us as it moves mm-hmm. to the different states.
And
what
from your job standpoint, what are your thoughts on?
I don't like it.
Don't like the idea of
being
it
able to have a concealed weapon on
okay.
the school grounds.
Right.
Like
regardless. Like whether we ask you to take it off or not, it should be a
be
felony,
right.
period.
Yeah. Right.
So
absolutely.
If you forget, if you go in and you've just been forgetful, then.
Well, I not necessarily think it maybe would go into a felony status. Okay, uh-huh. I think it, right. again, it goes on the background of the person.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But when you've got a situation, I just think it should be banned and yeah. not allowed, just like it is current. Mm-hmm. Because you mm-hmm. don't, you just don't need three people and somebody getting a hot head
exactly.
or whatever, and then in a board meet, whatever.
Right.
And then you've got a bad, bad situation.
Right.
That
somebody upset with the teacher or yeah, a principal.
Absolutely.
And right.
Absolutely.
Well, the wording that you just gave us, Dick, and I read about it before because I saw something about it and mm-hmm. I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong about this, but it almost sounds like you can walk in with a concealed weapon, even if there's a sign on the door. Until somebody tells you to leave, you can just walk in with it. It's not even about forgetting. That's where I might be confused. It's not just that you forget. You deliberately walk in
right.
because nobody's told you not to.
Right.
Am I hearing that right?
Hey, you're not, at most facilities, you're not being searched. And I, in class, I always told kids, you can always do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. You make it caught, you make it.
You know, it's a matter, you know, you can do anything you want until somebody complains.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody complains, you know. So if a person conceals a weapon, whether they have a permit or not,
right.
if they conceal a weapon,
right.
you know, and you hope it doesn't happen, but... You know, you could go on school grounds, you come to a football game, go to a basketball game.
Well, here's another example. Yeah. You've got a senior that's 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get a carry concealed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that at 18?
Sure, you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what prevents, if you're going to let anybody walk in with it, what mm-hmm. prevents a student
yeah.
that's 18
mm-hmm.
walking in with a gun on their hip?
And you're right. I mean, the signs on the door tell people, remind
right.
people that they are not supposed to have a weapon on them.
Right, but that's different from telling somebody specifically to leave. And that's what the bill says, is it's not a felony until you've been told to leave.
Yeah, if the law would be changed yeah. that's exactly the way that mm-hmm. that they would they could always express forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that, Amy, I think you can be really a good resource for us as a whole, because you're in law enforcement.
Right.
And I think hearing what the law enforcement perspective is, as well as the school board perspective,
mm-hmm.
is really important.
And he's right.
You know,
mm-hmm. law enforcement is against it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know that the bill is going to go very far. It doesn't seem to have
okay.
massive support.
Right.
But
it's good,
you know,
for us to be aware of those things.
I worry just the fact that you're having, you know, they're having serious discussions
right.
about this.
Well, what I learned at an OSBA session is that every school district has different
policies,
situations.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
You know, we have to think about what works in
right.
Marysville.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what doesn't work, what we want, what we don't want for
absolutely.
Safety.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I like the programs like the ALICE training
yes.
and all of that. That is phenomenal.
Well, and just our partnerships. I think
yes.
about our partnerships with the police and the
yes.
fire and
right.
the sheriff,
that's
all
key.
Of them.
Yes.
You know, because you think of Raymond's out there and their service
yeah.
by the sheriffs,
mm-hmm.
and they all mm-hmm. talk about how strong their relationships are.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And having the resource officers in the buildings,
yes.
too, because we added
yes.
we added one.
That
so
in
I think,
itself is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so that's 3B. Next one, still in Goal 3, Objective C, support the use of our districts and communities' resources in order to provide the best services for our students and families. So kind of a, just like what we were talking about, I think all the partnerships that we have, supporting and encouraging community wraparound services. I think about Bunsold and their partnership with Mary Haven, and working on supporting social issues, you know, as
like
well
the
as
new
safety.
School.
Mm.
And the new,
and
yeah, the Tri Academy,
yeah.
right? And
I
they're
mean,
at the Hope Center. Yeah,
this
that's
one is
a great
huge.
Example.
3C
I mean.
Is huge.
Yeah,
I had a conversation with the principal of Bunzold, and
oh, yeah.
I said, what's the biggest thing?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, basically this. Mm-hmm. That yeah. Students come to school with needs.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
And we're supposed to be teaching them, mm-hmm. but they've got pressing economic...
Social,
emotional,
right?
And do we have the resources to?
And that, and really, you think about like Creekview and Bunzold are those years that those transitional years that are so critical for making sure our kids are staying on track.
Yeah, kids get through those two buildings.
Yeah,
if they're well grounded, if they feel comfortable in reaching out and talking about and expressing. Mm-hmm. The concerns and fears that they have in life, mm-hmm. then that makes their high school years much better.
I think it just kind of opens up all of the opportunities that they have.
Right.
And, you know, because there's so many things to get involved in at high school. And so if you feel comfortable, then...
Yeah. And you just know that if you have a problem, you're not alone.
Right. Yeah. That's key. So, yeah, I mean, again, I think those are things that it's good to have those conversations when we go on building visits. And I think what I hear from building principals, too, is how much they appreciate our support and knowing that we really care about those things. So I think that's a good way to be supportive.
I think that those middle years are a big change in culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And helping teachers and administrators with students, and then outside services to kind of match up students with services, I think is mm-hmm. really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are very difficult years. Everyone, mm-hmm. you know, they go from their very small elementary schools into kind of this mixed group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of, you know, outside growing up factors starting to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where everyone, I mean, I think we can all reflect back to junior high where mm-hmm. there was conflict in our lives at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And things are the same for, you know, junior high age children now.
Right. And maybe even a little tougher because of social media, you know.
Social media is a huge issue.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's way too much.
Yeah.
Social media and, you know, the access that everyone has to each other is almost 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not as easy as just saying, well, just block that person.
I mean, right.
It
comes from all directions,
right.
all the time,
right.
you know, it's like,
right.
yeah, so yeah, good to be aware of all those things, so, okay, we ready to move on to goal 4, our last goal, which is developing community partnerships, community engagement. The board will be ambassadors for the district, so our objective A is to represent our district as supporters of public education, so, I think our community coffees are, again, I think that was a great idea, and mm-hmm. and just that message that we welcome conversations, and I know that was, I was telling Amy that some of the questions that have come up at the recent ones as we move into the first year where we're going to have graduation of both early mm-hmm. college high school students and traditional high school students. I think that's a big area of conversation that we need to have, and frankly, I think there's there's a smaller group of parents with the high achieving student parents sometimes have some specific concerns that maybe don't concern a lot of other parents, mm-hmm. but we need to be having these conversations and making sure that we try and have a solution that the most people as possible feel good about, feel mm-hmm. happy about, and feel like we're, you know, recognizing our students fairly. We never wanted this idea that we have two separate high schools. It's one campus with two buildings. Mm-hmm. But I think as we've moved along, people do recognize that there are differences there, and you do have to recognize some things a little differently. So.
And Diane's the other day mentioned having kind of a decision day And focusing to try to create and a...
You're talking about, to clarify, because I don't think they totally understand, like a decision of which school you're going to attend, like a signing day kind of thing, which is not about graduation. This is on the other end.
Some people look at it like they can choose to go to the early college, and the high school is the default decision. Mm-hmm. If I don't choose this, then this is what happens. And so if you maybe try to change the mindset a little bit and say, okay, which direction are you going to choose?
It's a choice, either one.
But I think that as for the eighth grade students, it's there's been some communication. Mm-hmm. I think that communication needs to go to a broader base because there seems to be a lot of differing opinions on the purpose of attending early college high school. Right.
And I think there's going to be an article. I mean, we talked about this would be a great article to really highlight what each building has to offer. And so,
because I had some different ideas, even as we were sitting discussing it Saturday.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, my ideas were different in some areas.
Right.
And I mean, you know, so I think it needs to be made much more clear.
And I think the other reality is, I mean, this is, you know, you have to remember, we're just going into our fourth year in this building, you know, so we've never had these decisions to make, and if you ask Kathy and Diane, did things go the way you thought they were going to go? Heck no. You know, I mean, there have been a lot of things that that Kathy has learned, according to Diane, since the building opened. And so I think that, you know, getting that story out there and having the conversations and welcoming the input, but understanding that, again, you know, that final solution may not make everybody happy, but, you know, we're listening and we're trying to come up with a solution that that makes the majority happy.
But I think if I hear you correctly, you're saying that it's not just the parents at Munsold and the kids at Munsold, but we need to reach the broader community.
And I think we need to
educate them.
I think we need to bring ourselves up to date on what these colleges are looking for. Okay, what do the colleges want? That woman told us that the colleges are wanting their GPA, their class rank, and their ACT. Okay, so if we need to keep our class rank intact, then we need to do that. You know, the valedictorian, salutatorian thing, I think that has all gone by the wayside. Okay, I think that is a past thing in schools. But if class ranking is still important to colleges, then we need to make sure that does not go.
And we've had that conversation because or at least Diane and I don't know, maybe several of us, but because I know even in the information that we got about valedictorian, I remember there were some things in there at other districts that don't do the class rank either.
Right.
However, it's always available. And I know that was a comment made that, you know, if you're going to some college and they need to know your class rank, then we'll get the class rank, you know.
Okay.
It's there. Okay. But again, I think it's just that idea of trying to take the focus away from competition based on GPA versus true like learning and becoming just feeling comfortable with what you're learning, and if that makes sense.
Specifically, the parent that was talking to us at the coffee, it was it is competitive for financial assistance and scholarships. And they specifically want to know the class rank percentage. And that will determine how much your financial scholarship is.
One of the comments that Diane had made is without the class rank that there would be like top 5%, top 10%. So there's still going to be the percents in there. And I think that's where I think some of those scholarships do say that you need to be in the top 5% of your class.
Exactly.
So it's my understanding, and we'll definitely clarify all this, but that all that information is going to be available, whether or not a student or a parent sees a specific ranking on a transcript.
Right.
But I think they're going to see the percent.
I don't think we have to have specific ranking if that's not asked for by the college.
Yeah,
but the
right.
percentage, yes,
right.
you are in the top.
Yeah, this and I'm pretty sure
the
that
10%.
All of that information has always been available.
Yeah.
One of the things, and I'm not sure exactly how this plays into it, but one of the things that Diane reminded me was the fact that our high school and the early college each have their own building numbers.
IRN.
IRN numbers or whatever. And so I would think that
separate
class rankings would be by building, because the educational tracks in the two buildings are different.
Right.
You're going to have different emphasis. Mm-hmm. You're going to take different numbers of classes. In one mm-hmm. building, you're going to have
more electives.
In the other one, you're not going to have electives. In one, mm-hmm. you've got a block schedule, so you're going to take some fewer classes during, you know, any particular period of time. At the other high school, mm-hmm. you're going to have things which that, you know, might be a semester class, going to be full year.
Right. So this builds right into what the parents' concern mm-hmm. was, because say there's 1,000 kids in the school, and you've got 500 now in each high school.
Right.
Okay.
We could have two number ones.
Well, it's not just number ones. Mm-hmm. Even if you're separating it by schools, the top 5% is now 5% by school. So the number of people in the top 5% or top 10% is actually less, because you've split the school in half.
Well, you're going to have exactly the same number. You're going to have fewer people in this building and fewer people in this building, but when you put those two groups together, you're going to have the same number.
Yeah, but the way they're graded is different. The mastery learning versus the, you know, traditional testing methodology is different. So it could take someone that would typically be in the top 5%, and because the number of kids is only 500 in the high school, the number of slots is smaller.
Yep.
Okay, so you understand what her concern is?
Yeah, I do. And to me, that is a matter of choice.
I guess the number of slots is smaller, but if you put them back together, the number of people competing is larger.
But the way they're graded is different.
Yes.
And that goes back to
the valedictorian question. Mm-hmm. How do you designate top students when mm-hmm. you have schools that are operating under different formats?
Right.
And I think that the high school will be transitioning more toward mastery,
mm-hmm.
and it may look a little bit different.
Right.
Than
it just maybe it's going to take a little longer than.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I believe that mastery mm-hmm. is the way to go.
Yeah.
The data is showing that is the way that students learn better.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, but in this transitional period, it is.
Right.
Yeah, and I can understand the concern, but I think I think again, if you apply and colleges in the I think colleges want to give students a fair evaluation. They want to try to attract mm-hmm. the best students that they can. And so talking to the admissions people, explaining mm-hmm. the situations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back. My dad applied for a doctoral program at Ohio State. And rather than mailing his transcripts from Oberlin to OSU, mm-hmm. he drove down
mm-hmm.
to hand present
mm-hmm.
them. And he walked into the dean's office and he handed him this transcript, and the gentleman looked at it. Now, my dad was in college in the 1940, early 40s, and the gentleman looked at his transcript and said, "Ah, I see you went to college at a time when there was a gentlemanly sea." because at that time, the focus was not on getting an A. People were coming out of the Depression, and not everybody was having an opportunity to go to college, and so you attended college. The C was quite
average,
norm,
right?
There was not a lot of academic pressure to be more successful than that. And so I think drawing a little bit on that, I think colleges and universities will take into consideration the high school experiences that kids have had. And I do know that colleges track how students from Marysville do at their particular school. And so if you apply to a school where kids from Marysville have done exceptionally well, that's to your benefit. So...
So, I mean, I understand those concerns, but I agree with Dick that when it comes to searching for colleges, the best thing we can do is prepare our kids to be good thinkers and, collaborate and that kind of stuff.
Right,
and
to go...
And the financial side, I mean, that's really, really important, it's going to... Some people may have to change their choices because of the finances that are offered them, but having a rigorous curriculum, and so let's say you're not in, but you just miss being in the top 5%. I think you have those meetings and you share and you give some examples of what you've learned, that's going to be a value too.
I think maybe more if it's the
right school,
Yeah, if we're still on 4A, I'm not sure if we are, but. The way this ties in, what you just said and what you guys were talking about, is to remember that we're not primarily preparing people for college. That's not what public school is about. Public school is about preparing people to be citizens. Now, within that, we also know that many are going to college, many are going to the workforce, many are going to the military, and we have to be sure that they're prepared for any of those choices. Mm-hmm. But the overarching goal, as I see it, of public education is to prepare people to be citizens. So, and that's something that may need to be explained once in a while, that we're not, this is not a career prep.
Or, that's, I mean, it's really, it's all of those things. Instead of, I guess I would look at it as more like, it's not that it's not that, it's that it's more than just,
the problem is if
it's more than just preparing for college. It's preparing for work, for college, for life.
If we get to the point where we think we're only doing one of those things, that's the problem.
Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
And sometimes, sometimes people that are involved with policy, let's say at the state level, they'll get on a kick, let's say, we're doing job training. That's what the schools are. No. It's not job training. That's one thing.
Right.
That's not the... And if we're going to be advocates for public education, which is... The second one on here.
Yep.
We need to keep reminding people that the reason that we have a public education system is because this is a democracy and people have to be prepared to participate in civic life. And that's something that's under threat right now in various ways politically. And that's why we have this number two here, be an advocate for public education.
I've raised in Columbus the point that the Northwest Ordinance, which was the basis for establishing Ohio, recognized public education as the cornerstone and set aside land in each county in the Northwest Territory to be used for support of public schools, the common schools. And, that land would be sold and the money then used to construct the school building.
Is that the original Northwest Ordinance, like 1787 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
So that goes way back.
Because they understood the importance, right?
You know, it goes back, you know, there are people that like to argue that, you know, we need to follow in the footsteps of the Founding Fathers. Well, the Founding Fathers supported public education.
Right.
And they took very specific steps to make sure that public education was going to be funded in one of the first expansions of our nation. And another point, going back to the parent, if they were looking at, you know, a child that's just outside of the top 5%, if you brought those 500 people over and you add that top 5% out of that other building to this building, that doesn't mean that their son or daughter might be included now in that top 5%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They still might
fall,
you know, just short. Mm-hmm. So.
They may.
Yeah.
I think that's something that the principal and Diane need to be on top of. How to sort that out in the next year or two.
Right. Well, actually, I mean, this year with the graduation and, you know, really, because your senior year is where it's important. You know, when you're leaving here and if you're planning to go to college, then that's really when it comes into play. So I just think that we'll, you know, try and have some conversations about that, and if we need to have, if we want Kathy and Tom, you know, the early college and the traditional high school to come and talk about some of their conversations, and, you know, we can share the concerns that we've heard too, and you know, try and work through some of those things. I think that would be good. Okay. Moving on. 4B, objective B is to support and encourage partnerships. So, I mean, I feel like we've already kind of touched on this in some of the other areas, but I feel like this has been a real strength.
Has anybody
of
done
our district
for action step two?
Seek potential collaborative opportunities.
Did any of that happen this year?
Yeah.
This is
I was at the Capitol Conference, and there was a session on suicide prevention that I attended, and I spoke with the gentleman and got his contact information, provided that to Diane. He was a director from Nationwide Children's Hospital, and then also talked with our Tri-Academy principal Ashley. At the there was a meeting at the county building that was attended by all the judges, law enforcement, all the social services, and everything. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about again, kind of wraparound services for kids and how the community, you know, could do this. Judge Ufinger convened the meeting, and I shared the information with her about his contact information. There was also the new director from Mary Haven was sitting across the table from me, and she and Ashley met and so forth. So, talk, and I asked person from Mary Haven whether there were turf battles between the mental health agencies in our community, did they, how if we identify a student, if a student's identified in our district as having issues, suicide or mental health issues or whatever, was there a way to get all of the mental health agencies to collaborate with one another so that somebody would be available to help, maybe kind of on a rotational basis, or somebody take the lead, or, you know, however, and so forth. So, to be honest, I don't know what, if anything, specific came out of that, but that's...
And then I also think about the one community coffee that we attended where had two new people to the district whose kids are not in school yet, but they both came at the encouragement of a neighbor encouraged him to come, or encouraged her to come, and then the guy, his wife is actually, they moved her, she's got a job in the district, and he just kind of wanted to get a better feel for the district. But in the conversations, they talked about their background, and they are both serving on the stadium project committee in different capacities because of the background, and we share that, you know, so, hey, these are some people that you may want to use on a committee in the future. The lady is real good in fundraising, and then the gentleman just has a wealth of experience in project coordinating and fundraising a little bit too, and so he's actually on the main steering committee. So I think, you know,
okay, so
I think we're trying to keep our ears open.
Number two is still good then?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
There was somebody another person who came to a coffee who had some business that did some kind of educational support.
Mm-hmm.
So it does come, sometimes they come to us.
Yes.
Right. And it's they're not necessarily all going to result in some big name partnership.
Right.
But just the fact that you pass on some contact information may help to facilitate at some time in the future a little more of a discussion on something.
Mm-hmm. So, even like at the chamber events, I think we're always, I just remember when we were walking around looking at the different vendors.
Right, right.
Kind of always looking at them with an eye of, okay, how can we partner, or is there something here that would be helpful?
For example, we talked to the women that are opening that Primrose Academy.
Right, right.
And it's a preschool that has a very dedicated curriculum.
Okay.
And they were very interested in partnering with the schools to understand what our curriculum was and what our learning methodology was to kind of incorporate it into theirs, or you know, make it so it was like a smooth transition. So they were
that's
very
really
interested.
Great. That's,
in,
yeah, be yeah. proactive about that. Because that's gonna, I can tell it's gonna be a big thing. Because it's have you
yeah,
seen where
it's
that's
right
going
there. I just saw it yesterday.
When you come out of Mill Valley.
Yeah, by Turkey Hill, get gas there, it's right behind.
So.
Yeah.
I bet you they're gonna have a lot of enrollment there.
I would think so.
Right. I would think so. And they have a very good reputation.
And that's a much better location for that than the Kroger store. Because Kroger looked at that kind of triangular piece at one time.
Oh, yeah.
The people in Mill Valley objected to the traffic, and Kroger said, if we're not going to make you happy, we're not going to do this.
Right.
And so I think Kroger ended up in a better location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of things worked out
for the better
all the way around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Last one, goal four, still in developing community partnerships, objective C, focus on communication. It's a good place to end our meeting, I think. I think it's something we've been talking about continuously.
The three action steps are all still good. Do you agree?
Yes.
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 Is there anything specific we need to do with those?
Well,
today,
I think maintaining and updating the board website. I guess if you want to take a peek at what's in there for your bio, if you feel good about it, then that's fine.
Okay.
I know Donna had emailed about the community coffees, so I'm assuming we're planning to continue them. I don't know if we've got locations decided, if we're going to try and rotate to different places.
The plan was that we were going to try and go to Raymond either August or September.
And do the library there, wasn't it? Going
right.
to be at the library? I love that idea.
Just to kind of get out of the city a little bit.
Right. Would you want maybe just so that we can have something on our website now, because we just had the last coffee last Saturday, so there's nothing on there. Would you want to consider doing going back to the Saturday before the board meeting?
Yes.
And maybe do the August one in maybe back at Fifth Street Cafe or something and give you a chance to try and to see if you can work out September in Raymond.
Okay. Well, I think you contacted the library and they were excited. The library in Raymond opens at 10 on Saturday and not 9.
Okay. You get to sleep in a little bit, whoever does it.
That would be one change.
Okay.
I'm going to be out of town during the week prior to the week of the board meeting. So that Saturday I would not...
In August?
In August.
In August.
Correct.
Okay.
So 6th through the 14th,
okay.
15th.
Okay. We'd be looking at August 12th. I know that's... We've got the Marysville Charity Car Show for the Union County Foundation that day, so I wouldn't be able to do the coffee on the 12th.
Well, I haven't done one for a while. I think I'm available on the 12th, if you want. It could be me and Amy or me and Nan.
I am available on the 12th. We'll be back from vacation then.
Okay. Well, you have done the last couple, if you're okay with it, you know.
Does Amy do one?
She did last
one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never done one with her that I remember.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm available in August.
Yeah, because I think Amy said I don't think she's going to be here for our board meeting on the 17th.
That's what she just said.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if we could do Raymond in August.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so...
Wait a second. Did you say you're not going to be here, though?
I mean, in September.
In September,
me, do Raymond in September, not August.
So, August 12th, we'll go back to Fifth Street Cafe.
Okay. I just realized that Luke, what's his last name? His wife works in the district, Luke and Kelsey. They just live over here on Grove. But anyways, he's the new manager at Fifth Street Cafe.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would know him. Luke and Marty and Rob.
Well, I'll have to stop in. I didn't know that was changing. So
August 12th at Fifth Street Cafe.
For the building liaison, do we want to keep the same buildings or switch them up?
Well, I mean, those are usually things we assign in January. Okay. So that's kind of where the calendar thing comes
into
play. We'll
keep that for the fall. So I'll try to get... I know, Dick, you try to get there on the opening day often, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a little crazy on opening day, so if you go there, just, you know, like you're just kind of flitting through the building, saying hello, good to have you back, that kind of stuff. So don't be expecting some sit down long conversation.
Hope you have a good year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is the
tell me your goals right now. Is what, you know, I want the timeline
to get through the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids all in their seats.
Right. And so September, I guess, we may talk about moving our September board meeting. So I think the 21st
you said something about that earlier.
Senior night for soccer.
It's what?
It's senior night.
Okay.
For soccer.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, okay. I think. But all of their games are on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Oh, I have kind of an announcement.
Yes?
That might make you guys somewhat happy. Probably not. I have a new position, and the church I'm working with now does not rehearse on Thursdays.
Okay!
Oh, yay!
So which church?
It's Northwest United Methodist in Columbus.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations.
It's Wednesday.
Very
so that
good.
Conflict okay. that I've been dealing with for 4 years.
All right, you don't have to worry about that. That's nice. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and we'll go on and talk to Donna after the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're planning to do the Saturdays before the board meetings would be the coffee dates.
Yeah.
So we could at least put that in there.
Yeah. Is there a date in September that they're looking at, or do they?
Because I asked her, I said, well, would you be thinking the 28th?
Maybe
it's not. It's not finalized. I'll try and confirm with her.
Maybe we should just set the coffee on the 16th, which
and
would
just
be
keep
like
there?
The normal.
Now, yeah, we would just need to double check and see if that's when's Fest Affair.
Oh,
that might be the 9th. I don't know.
I bet you it's the 9th.
I think it. I know. I can't.
Marysville Fest Affair.
good thing we all have these phones.
And Siri.
Fest Affair is the night.
Okay,
I'm fine
good.
With whatever we do in
yeah,
September.
Yeah, so September 16th.
Yeah, let's do
at September. Raymond.
Yeah.
Okay. August 12th at 5th Street. And then it would be October 14th. It would be November 11th. And then I think we usually take December, no coffee
yeah.
in December.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
October 14th?
October 14th, November 11th, and those, I guess, to be determined where those are held.
Right.
If we'd want to hold one of those at a senior center or...
You know, that's a really good idea. I wonder, in
October,
if we should go to... does anyone have a preference on which senior center? I know...
I don't know. I mean, if we had enough board members, we could hit a couple.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
we wanted to, you know, because we've
well,
got...
Well, and I was saying that when you and I went to...
Halcyon and Brookdale, yeah, yes,
Halcyon.
Whatever it is.
They had us go to a room kind of mm-hmm. off to the side and so forth, and mm-hmm. I was wondering if, and I don't know what schedules allow, mm-hmm. but a weekday lunch... Where,
yeah.
you know,
right,
you know, at, you know, following the lunch,
yes,
you know, in a more public area, or
right.
announce at lunch, hey, there's some board members here. If they,
I think that's
right.
a great
that's
idea.
That's a good idea.
You
yeah.
know, because
yeah, because real, I mean, several of us have some flexibility that way.
Yeah, I do. Usually.
Yeah. And I, yeah, I mean, I have a couple
and,
days
and,
during the week.
Because I was looking at this in addition to.
Yes, a coffee.
Okay.
Rather
than in
okay.
place
okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
So maybe stick with the October 14th and 11th at a coffee shop type
mm-hmm.
setting.
Okay.
And then add.
So I'm definitely down for the August coffee then, right?
Yes.
Is that what we decided? And
yes.
It's going to be at 5th?
The Street Cafe, 9 a.m.
You and me?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would like to do Raymond on the 16th.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd be happy to go up there.
Okay.
Okay, and that'll be at 10 o'clock, so we'd
yep.
have to make sure that that's...
Right.
Okay.
And the Mosiers IGA is right across the street, and
right.
they have coffee
okay.
and rolls and
yes.
all that kind of stuff. So
okay,
okay, so
good. So we'll update
Sue,
that with
Sue
yeah,
and you, mm-hmm. Sue and Dick at September.
Right,
right. I better double check my calendar to make sure.
Okay, and then the retirement homes will do outside of the coffee. That will be in addition to
right.
the coffee in October.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea. Again, when we get back to that communication
yeah.
role, once you have kids outside the district,
yeah.
it's hard to kind of
right.
get that
yeah.
communication.
Are there now four retirement
or senior? Oh, well, yeah, whatever they, I'm not sure what they like to
or
be
five.
Called.
Five?
Bluebird?
There's Bluebird.
Bluebird's the new one.
Right.
Millcrest.
Yeah, Brookdale, Millcrest.
Brookdale.
And then there's that other one that's being built.
How about the county one in
what's
Carriage?
Carriage. What about Carriage Court? Or
yeah. Well, Carriage.
Is Carriage Court?
Yeah, Carriage. Which one is the one is more rehabilitative than the other one?
I don't know.
I think
well, maybe we need to do a little research. We need
yeah,
to educate
Carriage,
ourselves.
Okay. Well, we used to go and see Mary and Graham, and I think it was
uh-huh.
Carriage Court.
Carriage Court,
yeah.
Was the...
Rehab one more?
No.
Okay. Maybe Millcrest
was
that.
Millcrest
is
a nursing home.
Okay.
All right. That
okay.
one's the more rehabilitative. It's Carriage
okay.
Court And then the county operated Mill Valley.
I don't know.
What's that one called?
It's over by Mill Valley?
Yeah. It's kind of behind Ace.
You're talking Green Pastures.
Green Pastures.
Yeah, Green Pastures.
Yeah, that's why we're all like, I didn't know there was one in Mill Valley.
I'm like, yeah. I don't remember seeing that.
Gables.
Oh, the Gables, right. Yeah.
And that's big. That's a big.
And then, off of London Avenue.
Right. They're building one. Is this her? No, it's one of it's like the best kept secret in Marysville.
It's off London Avenue.
Yeah. The kind of professional parkway area, or like Walnut.
Yeah.
If you go all the way down Walnut.
Yeah, that one's under construction.
That one's under construction.
Been built yet,
okay.
But I was thinking one that.
Hey, Mr. Smith.
Huh?
Somebody
must want
to say hello to you.
Hi there,
hey.
Mr. Fisher.
Hi, Steve. Wow. Good. How are you doing?
I said,
you
mentioned Matt Smith. I said, well, his dad's sitting right in here.
Right. Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you, sir. I'll let you.
What brought you here today?
Looks like the stadium.
For stadium drive advertising work.
Oh, great.
Get those stadiums renovated and built, yeah?
Right. get her done.
Get her done.
So, is that everybody, appreciate all of the time spent, good conversation on our goals.
You.
I feel good about them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make the few little revisions and try and get that on the August agenda too. So we'll be all set. So let's see. I just need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers had to leave for work. Ms. Devine? Yes. So we are adjourned at...